Green Day has made electric this footy season at Crown.
Nice work, Freo!
And the Dockers are roaring back into this one.
Freo are coming, boys. They are coming big time.
Let's talk footy with Sean Darcy.
Well, let's talk footy with Sean Darcy. Welcome. But first and foremost, gee whiz, that envelope's heavy. You just slipped me. I really appreciate it because how much is in it?
What's going on here, gentlemen?
300, 400, 500, because this happened on the weekend.
The voters are, from Radio Media, Xavier Ellis, the winner of the Glendenning Allen Medal with a total of 9 votes from the Fremantle Dockers, Sean Darcy.
Yes, we did. Well done, mate. You'll be forever on the honour boards and a winner of the Ross Glendenning Allen Medal. Fantastic game.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for voting for me.
Yeah, no, you got the votes, but your game was best game you've played, you reckon?
Yeah, I was happy with it. I thought my connection with the mids was really good, and it was a really, really contested game, so there was a lot of stoppages. But, my connection has improved the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Did you take the medal off or go home? If Nat Fife was nude on the couch with a beanie on, you're trying to hear that stuff. A few little selfies, a few little deep things out the gang, get your Roscoe on. What's happening? What'd you do with it?
Nah, I just took it home and chucked it in the cupboard.
When does it come off, though? Like, I'd leave it lingering for a little while. Like, you know, obviously got to shower.
Nah, it's still on.
I love it. Listen, I saw the game. I saw a bit of the game on the weekend. I wrapped it up. Big deal in all the blockages. That's what someone on Channel 7 said, something like that.
Go again.
Throw that at him tomorrow. Something about stoppages,
yeah,
blockages.
Yeah, the blockages is what Plummer said to you last night.
And then my words for him were, geez, he was menacing. He's just menacing.
Say that. That's a good one. That could be used on anything.
I'll bring that to him tomorrow. Menacing.
Menacing, a great footy word.
You were menacing.
And the blockages were great, weren't they?
Understand stoppages. See, I'm learning all the time. But you were actually, I noticed that you were dominating. So that's like, you know, it's so obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you win the medal, so you know you've played well.
Yeah. Totally.
You know you've played well. You're like, shit, I've racked it up out here. Did you think you were going to win the medal?
Oh, I thought I was. I thought I was all right, but I thought a lot of people played well. I thought.
Go on, name them then.
Sonny Walters was really good. I thought his connection
wasn't in the middle contention.
No. I thought Caleb Sarong played really well.
He actually gave him one vote.
You did give him okay.
What about Caleb giving away 150? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was. I think that's like the second 150 ever or something.
Is it really?
Something
is
like
that
we read a stat or something.
The
ridiculous.
Commentator said this is interesting. He's going to be kicking it from the river. That's how far it was going. So we'll talk about the big game. You've got a top four clash after the break. But before we do get to the break, we do need to know about the skirmish. Now, a lot of players were fined.
Oh, yes.
No suspensions, which is nice. You get in there and rip a few jumpers open and all that sort of stuff. Now, when I'm in a Barney, Michelle, I used to get beaten up all the time.
Well, you weren't a real scrapper.
I just wasn't good at it.
You weren't.
But I'd rely on the ruckman to come in. Like, who's the pig off Lion King?
Oh, Pumbaa.
Pumbaa used to come charging through. And when the hyenas were busy. Mate, that's what the ruckman needs to do. Now, Shawnee, I looked at you in the middle. There was 3 people in the middle. Sean Darcy, Dave Mundy, and Luke Shuey. What happened?
Yeah. So I was on the mark, and then I gave away a free kick, and they slotted one, which is disappointing. But I went to run over, and Luke bumped me, and he's like, "We're not going over there, mate."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, sweet." So me, Dave, and him were sitting in the center circle, like, what do we do now? Like, we can't, like, do I get a free kick? Like, what's the go? And they're like, no, you got to wait till, like...
That's what I keep saying. If they do a, just ball it up, because around the ground, because it was a goal, we have to wait for everyone. Around the ground, they just throw it up.
Yeah.
And eventually those go, gee whiz, the coach might be angry if I'm fighting too much longer because the ball's at that end. But because there's a centre bounce stoppage, I thought just throw it up and see what happens. It'll be 2v1, Dave v. Shuey. Did he make a comment? Because I think Scotty Selwood said it to Shuey one day in a headlock, I can't afford to fight. So he just said, he was at $5,000. That was his fine and ran past. Said, sorry, Booch, not for me today. Did you think about the money?
Oh, Dave, I reckon, would have had that in the back of his eyes, retiring. He's like, nah, I'm not getting fined. But I was just like, and it's pretty tough wrestling for about 3 minutes. And
takes it out of you.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, now, Das, I don't think you're an analytics man, to be honest. The latter, it's the machinations. The only time you ever use the word machinations, Michelle, is when it's the last round of football, because there's so many different machinations that can play out. But what in the dickens?
You're losing both of
them. So you win, you make top four. You lose, you don't make top four. Is that pretty much how it sums up against the Giants this week?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure. I think
that's bloody hard. There's no teams that can make the top four.
When you guys start going through the combos, if this happens, that'll happen. I'm just like glazing.
Just shake your head. Gee, they've had a good season. Blockages, all that sort of stuff.
The blockages, unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to be careful because the Giants have been a bit menacing. They've actually been, and you don't need to say anything, they've been the most disappointing team nearly in the competition this year, the Giants. But the only thing is they've still got some good players, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a really tough midfield, and when they're up and going, they're really hard to stop. So we've got to come out really high in pressure, high intensity.
And a former forward of yours, Jesse Hogan, he's a good player.
He's been playing really good footy, so it's good to see him out in the track. He hadn't played much footy last year, so... he's getting his body right and consistently playing.
Where do you reckon Big Sean sits when they fly?
You need leg
room. Glenn Denning Allen winner.
Well, you're either in an exit row or right up top. Up front.
Don't disrespect the man.
Exit row. Wouldn't he be happy in an exit row? If there's not a better guy to rip the door off.
Ruckman aren't allowed in the exit row anyway. If you do go down, you'll end up stuck in there. Now, mate, where's the big fella sit? 1A, surely.
Yeah, up the front.
Do you really? The worst part is,
they get all the bloody frequent flyer points. So at the end of the year...
Do you actually get to collect them?
Yeah, we do.
Like business points. So plebs like me... so when you go overseas, you're going to America, you're going to Austin, etc. I'm forking out the cash. These big pricks go, use me 50 million points I've earned from sitting in business class.
Where's the longest, the longest trip you've gone, whether it's UK or something, where you're just luxuriating in first class?
Oh, I haven't
milked this yet. It's been COVID. Oh, it's been COVID.
This is what will happen. So you've got that many points, these business clubs, and the rich get rich, and I bloody hate it. Because I'm telling you.
I'll probably let him fly the plane.
Think about poor old Switter. Just because he's small and he has to sit next to the toilet, let the bugger have some points.
Jeez.
Anyway. Hey, last one, mate. The captain returns. Fantastic, Nat Fyfe. Are we going to see him play forward, you think?
I think so. Yeah. We've got a meeting this afternoon, so we'll go through that. But he's looking good. He's got through rehab, so it's exciting to see him back, and hopefully he builds on to the finals and plays some really good footy for us.
And the rig's still looking.
Yeah, the rig's always.
I can't ask those questions. They don't sound professional.
I can't ask about a netball either. I won't be working here any longer. Anyway, Das, good luck, mate. Top four on the run. You deserve a top four. We look forward to watching you in a home final. Go get them.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.